Good morning, it's Brother Steve with the Daily Inspiration. We could talk a little bit this morning about truth and how the truth will make you free, as he says in John chapter 8, verse 32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So what is there that about truth that makes us free? When we are not walking in truth, we are hiding something. And then, as it says in John chapter 3, verse 19 through 21, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God." So when we are not walking in truth, it creates a constant fear inside of us of lest somebody find out. But if we walk in the truth, there's that freedom. We're walking in the light. There's that freedom, that peace, that rest, that we need not worry or be concerned or whatever. You know, one thing about our life in Christ is that the first step to freedom is honesty. Now, God redeems us, but we must first be honest about ourselves. We must first acknowledge our need. We must first feel our need. As long as we're hiding, covering a lie, not willing to acknowledge the truth, then we will never be free. But when we bring out, we walk in the truth, there's a freedom in that we can just let it out, and there's nothing to hide anymore. All of a sudden, you're out in the light, and everybody knows who you are, and so there's no more fear of somebody finding out. John chapter 4, verse 23 to 24, "But the hour cometh, and now is, that the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." So there's really no other way to come to God. If we want to live a lie, we might be able to fool men, but it just brings guilt and bondage to ourselves. And after all, we'll never fool God anyway. He's not fooled by that. But if we walk in the truth, there's freedom. "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus is the truth. Everything about him is truth. There is no lie. On the other hand, it also says one place about the devil that there is no truth in him. He is a lie. But Jesus is the opposite. And as we walk in the truth, we can have that same freedom, and that peace. Again, honesty, truthfulness is the first step into freedom. So the Lord bless you as you seek the truth and walk in it.